You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When a woman returns to her childhood home for the holidays, she ended up with the surprise of a lifetime. The one-on-one visit with a long-deceased grandfather. Was this a true paranormal encounter? Or simply the longing of a granddaughter to reconnect with someone who no longer inhabits the earth? We hear that story and more today on an all-new edition of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show, help keep us on the air, become an extra podcast person, and EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. What's going on?
Friend, how are you doing, Tony?
Just having my voice failure. Episode where
last week you were kind of bad and then this week you're not any better.
Yeah.
And it's not COVID either.
It's not. I was going to say, I think Robert Stack's emulated voice sounds better than mine. When we played it on the last episode, me, and I'm like, Robert sounds a little more natural.
I mean, I would offer to read stories, but why when you have him?
Exactly. Yeah, let's have Robert. I mean,
he sounds awesome. I was thinking when he was reading that intro, like when if he was alive, that would cost you a lot of money.
It would. to pay Robert. Yeah. Now we just have virtual Robert that likes to show up and say, hey. I'm very excited about that technology and playing with it more this next year, because there's a lot of other interesting voices I think will have pop up. It's interesting to have them like and have conversations with each other too. That's another fun element.
Yeah, that's funny. Because you did that one night, not on the show.
Yes.
Just for my benefit only, because it was not anything for, it was not airable, but it was one of the funniest damn things ever.
It was.
It was too nasty.
I don't even remember what it was about, but I just remember.
I don't either.
It was like,
I just remember it was
oh
like,
my God. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hear that.
Like, I can't imagine Casey Kasem saying these things, but now I'll never get them out of my head. But
it was funny.
Good times. But 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. We're going to kick off the show with a caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey guys, you guys are awesome. I love your podcast. I've been binge listening. I recommend you guys to everyone. So let me begin with, my name is Brenda. I am from Tulare, California. And I believe me and my whole family are very spiritually sensitive. My sensitivity started before I was born. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but let me start with, as a little girl, I used to love, well, I still do. I love asking my parents to tell me stories of when they were growing up in Mexico and how they came over here, how they met, you know, everything. I loved hearing their stories. And keep in mind that I will be jumping a little around, but it'll all make sense at the end. So a couple years ago, I went over to visit my parents after work. I was sitting down with my mom and talking, and I brought up my coworker who made me laugh and how I thought it was funny that she told me that people with blood type O negative are descendants of the gods. And I have blood type O negative. So I was laughing. I was like, haha, mom, like I'm from the gods. And my mom turns and looks at me and kind of chuckles and goes, and she's like, and then I looked at her and I was like, what do you mean? That's kind of odd. She's like, well, when you were little, you used to like me telling you stories. And one day I didn't have anything to tell you, so I told you, like, oh, I can't think of anything. And then you looked at me, and you were about 2 years old, and you said, well, I'll tell you a story, Mom. And that's when you went on to say that you were an angel without wings, and that you chose me. And since you didn't have wings, you fell, and you chose me to be your mom. And I was like, I laughed and I said, oh, well, then I guess I am from the gods, huh, Mom? And she like kind of laughed about it, and we kind of brushed it off. And that's kind of one of the funny little ones that happened when I was little. There is a lot more there. It's even one story that happened when I was in my mom's womb. And I can call back and talk about that one later. So this next one that I'm going to talk about is another one with me and my mom. It's kind of crazy. It happened when I was in seventh grade. It was just another day, like any other day. I went to bed around 10 p.m. My mom and brother were still up. They were watching a scary show in the living room. And it was about 11, gonna be 12-ish, when they heard me open the door to my room. They didn't pay much attention to it till I walked up to my mom and I started mumbling to her. So then they turned to look at me, and my mom was like, what did you say? And she said that I looked at her and I mumbled some more. And in that, she said, well, my mind went to, well, I got to snap her out of this. So she said that she was going to reach over and grab me by the arms and kind of shake me, when my brother stopped her and said, no, you can't wake a sleepwalker. that's dangerous. So then my mom said, oh, and she's like, well, maybe she's thirsty, and that's why she's sleepwalking. So she walks me over, gives me a cup of water, and goes and lays me back down and sets the cup next to my counter and walks away and goes back to the living room to keep watching her show. And at that time, my brother decided to call it a night and went to his room. So then she said she was watching the show and she heard my room, the door open again. So then she glanced over and she saw me walking back up to her. She then said, oh, well, I guess I gave her water, so maybe she needs to use the restroom. So then she walks me over to the restroom and she said that I walked right out and just went directly to the living room. And she then went and got me and took me back to my room, laid me back down. She then said, sleep in the living room because I can't let her sleepwalk out of here. And just keep in mind, this was my first time sleepwalking because I have no history of sleepwalking. So she then went back to finish her show. And as she's watching her show, she hears the phone ring. And keep in mind, by this time, it's probably already like 1-ish. And the phone's ringing. She tries to answer it as fast as she can. Since it was a landline, it was really loud because we had, I want to say, like 2 other phones in the house, so they all rang at the same time. So she went and answered it, and she was like, hello, and then she said she heard a man's voice that sounded like my dad say, hey, open the door, I'm outside. And my mom was like, who is this? And the guy was like, you know who I am, just open the door. And my mom was like, well, what the heck, like, my husband's asleep in our room and my sons are asleep in their room. So then she got up, and as this guy is like telling her to open the door, she's glancing in the rooms and seeing that everyone's in their room. And she says, no, who are you? Like, I don't know you. And the man's like, you know who I am, just open the door. And as he says that, my brother had gotten woken up when she glanced in his room and heard her talking. So he heard the man's voice and got the phone away from my mom. Took the phone away from my mom. And the man was like, open the door, and starts laughing. And my brother starts like getting really like rowdy and like yelling at the guy, like, who are you? And, like, cussing at him. And the guy starts laughing. And his laugh, my mom said, it's still in her head. Like, it sounded like bat screeching. And my brother was like, what the heck? And so my brother was like, just lit up angry, gonna open the door to try to fight apparently this man. And in that, my mom snaps out of it and like slams her body against the door before he could open it, looks at my brother and says, you're gonna let him in. Keep in mind, I am Hispanic, so my mom was speaking Spanish. She looks at my brother and says, you're gonna let the enemy in, which means enemigo in Spanish. And she was referring to the devil, meaning that is that is not a human person outside. And as she said this, the guy is listening to her on the phone and starts laughing harder. And it sounds like hundreds of bats screeching. And my brother hung up the phone. And how in the world they were able to go back to sleep after this is beyond me, but they did. And the next morning, I woke up sweating, and I go run over to my mom, and I was like, Mom, like, I had a nightmare. It was very, like, scary. And she was like, what happened? And I was like, well, it wasn't really, like, a nightmare, but she was like, okay, well, just tell me what happened. And I said, I was in the forest, and the trees were lit up with pictures of us and of, like, what we've done and like memories, and they all had their own little spotlight, and they all suddenly just shut off, and it was pitch black. And then slowly, in like a pattern, they started lining up again, and the pictures were all turning into the devil's face, and the devil was telling me that he needed me and that I was special and that he would give me anything he wanted if I would just go. with him. And I yelled at him and I said, no, I will not be going with you. I have one God and he's my God and you're not my God. And I was running down to the end of the path. So it was like a straight path that I was walking through the woods where the trees were all lined up. And it was all his faith, and the devil kept begging me that he needed me. And I got to the light, and when I got to the light is when I woke up sweating. And then my mom looks at me, and her face looks like she saw a ghost after I told her the story. And she goes, you don't remember? And I was like, remember what? And she's like, you were sleepwalking last night. And I was like, I was sleepwalking. And she's like, yeah. And she told me what happened. And then she told me about the call. And I was like, oh my gosh, like one, put two and two together. I was like, mom, I think I was trying to warn you not to open the door. And that's why I kept waking up and mumbling to you. And then she was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, yep. Which I'm sorry if this sounds like super poorly told, but that's just one of the crazy things that's happened to me. Again, I said I had like millions of stories, like so many, that it would take days upon days upon days to tell you everything, because I am very, very, very spiritually sensitive. But those are just two of the really, one really kind of funny and cute, and the last one that I just told, that one's kind of, it's still kind of crazy to me to think that I never sleepwalked, and I sleepwalked the day that my mom gets this crazy call. And just the fact that at the end, she even said it herself, that she knew that that was some, well, in her words, the devil outside, the enemy. And she's like, you were trying to warn me not to open the door. So crazy. Well, I can call back with more stories if you, thank you guys, and I love your podcast.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. It's always comforting when mom's like, that's the devil outside, honey.
Yeah. No big deal. Yeah. I had kind of a little hard time following that story.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was creepy AF that the phone would ring and there's some guy on the phone saying, open the door, I'm right outside. That's creepy stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And like, there shouldn't even be a consideration of opening the door. That's just right out of a scary movie sort of thing.
I think there's a scary movie based on that.
I think there's probably several.
Or 50? Yeah.
But, you know, so I just had kind of a hard time following how that all went together. Because she was sleepwalking and then that happened. There was a warning in there. I'm sorry.
It was the correlation of getting that call, that experience, and then her sleepwalking that exact same night. Like, why did these two rather random, spooky,
see, and
scary things happen?
I don't find that surprising. Like, because sleepwalking's weird.
Sure.
And sleepwalking, really, if you've ever been around anyone, you're not the sleepwalker. It's kind of spooky.
Yeah.
To see somebody sleepwalking. So I don't think sleepwalking itself is that unusual, but it's spooky.
It is.
Because like, it's like they're in like, it's, I don't know. It's like they're possessed or something.
Because
mm-hmm. they're doing things and they're in like this zombie kind of state.
Sure.
So yeah, that's creepy in itself. And then to get a phone call,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the same time. All that's creepy.
It is.
Super creepy. Now, do I think it was, you know, the devil outside? Or would I be saying that to my kids?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe if I, you know, was scared
wanna
shitless
scar your children?
And that came out, then it would have come out.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just one of those, you know, I think devil almost probably is a catch-all phrase. Or maybe not. It's like not Satan himself hanging out outside. But something dark, something evil.
And I think they were Hispanic. And you know, and probably very, very, very Catholic. That's just a guess. And so I could see mom saying something like that.
Yeah, I've heard that exact same phrase from, you know, the elders and such, where someone's in that situation and it's, you know, someone who grew up, you know, and were told these things and heard these stories and had, you know, somewhat similar things happen in childhood. You're referencing, you know, what you know.
And all that happened, like, I think she says like 1 a.m. when the phone rang or something like that. Like, it was really late.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a very freaky combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, you know, the caller, the sleep, was it all connected? I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to say. But, you know, listening to the story, she said she has zillions of experiences.
I'd love to hear more.
So my guess is, you know, I don't know. Because if she's not, you know, she's has very active interactions with the paranormal, then that's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
The creepy, creepy story.
It is. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a letter. It says, my story is based in Finland, where I grew up. I was brought up by my granddad, whom I lived with until I was 8 years old. From then on, I moved to live with my aunt, her husband and kids, the house next door. I remained close with my granddad until he died, and even moved back to live with him in my teens for a year. When I broke up with my first boyfriend, whom I lived with and couldn't go back to my aunt's house after the breakup, my granddad died when I was 21, a few months after I moved to London. The story takes place during one of my visits to the family house during the Christmas after his death. I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep. In my old room, the door was open to the hallway and everyone else had been asleep for a while already. The whole house was dark with all the lights switched off, but the outside lamp and the front porch had been left on. As my room's window was facing the front porch, the light shone right through the slightly cracked open curtains, straight into the bed and on my face, which was positioned opposite the window at the other end of the room. I was tired, kept shuffling, trying to find the best position to fall asleep, but the light bothered me. Even when turning my face towards the wall, I kept debating in my head whether I should walk across the hallway to the front door or shut off the light or get up and close the curtains. But it was too cold and I was too cozy in my bed to get out. I wished that the light would switch itself off or the bulb to burn out so I would be able to fall asleep without having to do anything. Suddenly, it did. It freaked me out at first. I didn't hear anyone walking across the hallway to switch it off. Remember, my room's door was open, so I wouldn't have heard anyone walking in the hallway. Also, I didn't see or hear anyone switching it off from the outside, as I had direct view through the window to the porch and the lamp from my bed. The lamp wasn't one of those automatic outdoor lights that switches itself off, but had two manual light switches, one inside the hallway, and the other outside on the porch next to the front door. After a while, I figured the bulb must have just burned out. That was the only explanation for the lamp to switch off. Next morning at the breakfast table, I told my stepdad that the porch light bulb would need to be replaced as it burnt out during the night. He went to the porch to press the light switch to test the bulb and it came back telling me, "Bulb's fine, just switched it on, it's working okay." I asked if anyone had switched the light off during the night, but no one fessed up and simply so they were all fast asleep all night. During another night, same room, same setup, had left the room door open to the hallway. I was again shuffling on my bed trying to fall asleep when suddenly my granddad's old wound-up chess clock sitting on the bookshelf in the hallway next to my room started to tick by itself. The clock doesn't have batteries, only works once it's been manually wound by hand, and as no one had touched or wound the clock since granddad had died, which was a couple of years ago at that time, there was no explanation at all as to how the clock would have started ticking by itself. I still cannot explain how these happened, so I believe them to be my granddad coming to say goodbye in his own way. Thoughts on that?
That was creepy too. Mm-hmm. But I do like the idea of it being her granddad saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it would be scary, but maybe at that time you also felt that feeling and that love, and maybe it wasn't scary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, and like, those are, as you well know, those are the stories that just really get me.
Mm-hmm.
I just love stories like that. Because what, I mean, it's one of those things, like, is that a coincidence that happened?
Or the devil?
Or the devil or grandpa. I mean, it's those three.
Yeah. You got to like check a box.
I'm going with grandpa.
I'm going with grandpa possessed by the devil.
That wasn't an option, but whatever.
Combining A and B.
Okay. I didn't give you any rules, so I guess you can.
Grandpa's back. He starts out real nice, just offering you a Werther's original on the porch as you watch the sunrise over the meadows. It's like, thank you, Grandpa, for this Werther's original. And then suddenly,
unless you're around,
suddenly it starts to melt away in your mouth and you realize, wait a second, there's something inside this Werther's original. And you discover Grandpa hid the corpse of a centipede deep inside that Werther's original. He starts cackling, laughing excitedly as you slowly try to get the pieces of this decrepit centipede out of your mouth while still enjoying the caramely goodness of that Werther's original on a nice, soft summer morning. Grandpa starts laughing so hard, blood starts coming out of his mouth, and slowly it's dripping down his cheeks, but he just continues to cackle and laugh as you hurl what's left of the Werther's original at his face.
It's with centipede.
His jaw falls to the ground as the Werther just lightly taps his chin. How did this happen? Slowly his skin starts to melt away. And it's not Grandpa at all. It's Satan, Grandpa. But to your surprise, he offers you a second Werther's original from his cold, dead hands. And you say, I can't resist the caramely goodness, especially on this warm summer morning. Grandma comes out with lemonade, looks at her husband and says, oh, he's doing that devil thing again. Everybody has a good laugh, enjoys the lemonade, and spends it sitting on the porch.
Grandpa.
Watching the pasture and the animals at play. Until flies eventually land all over Grandpa. The scent can't be masked anymore by Old Spice. And eventually, he turns to you and says, you were adopted.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I didn't see that one coming at all.
But he still has a big bag of Werther's original. And you have another one and go, that's okay. I never cared anyhow.
Oh, that was funny.
There's the setting for a new Werther's at.
I just never know where your brain's
going. I didn't know where that was going either. I just kind of kept going with it. Let's go to a caller. Hi, it's your ghost story.
Hi, Tony. My name's Skyler. I was calling in to talk about some experiences that I've had. The first one was when I was 16. I was staying the night at my grandparents' house, and I'm a very lucid sleeper. And for those listeners who don't know what lucid sleeping is, it's where you're completely conscious in a dreaming state, so you have complete control over your body and your thoughts. And so I know that I wasn't having a nightmare. I don't remember what I was dreaming about this night, but I know that it wasn't a nightmare. But I'm in my grandma's spare bedroom, and my grandma's on a respirator, I remember going to bed and waking up in the middle of the night in a complete panic state. Like, I'm trying to get out of my sheets and blankets, and I feel like I'm on fire, but at the same time, I'm not sweating. I'm completely cold. I don't know what's going on. And the only thing going through my head, it's like a broken record playing in my head, is I gotta save her, I gotta save her. And, you know, at a certain point, I couldn't move my body at all. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've got to save her. And I'm breathing heavy and I'm freaking out. And once I finally break that not being able to move, it feels like my body's made of lead. And I very weakly sit up in my bed and stand up and I shuffle to the door because my legs are so heavy that I can barely move them. And as soon as, and the entire time I hear in my head, I need to save her, I need to save her. And I break through the threshold of the door of the room and I'm fine. I can breathe again. My thoughts are my own. I no longer feel hot. And I peek in my grandma's room and she's sleeping peacefully as can be. And deep down, I don't know what happened, but I think something was in my grandma's house and it had control over my body. I wouldn't quite call it possession, but I believe that something had control over my body and it wasn't me. And skip forward a few years, I'm and I work in a hospital. It's now a clinic. It used to be a hospital with a morgue and operating, an OR and everything. And I'm sitting there on duty one night, like 11 o'clock, just me, and we have two sets of sliding doors coming into the clinic about 4 or 5 feet apart. And just the inside door is open out of nowhere. And I can't explain it, don't know why, but skip forward another couple weeks, and I'm doing my rounds on the second floor. I'm on duty again, late at night, and I hear what sounds like something knocking on something with a claw hammer. And I stop at the top of the stairs, and I backtrack 3 or 4 feet, and I hear it again. It stops, actually. And then I start going back down the stairs, and I hear it again. Something's beating on something with a hammer. And I start doing another round, and I don't know what it is, but I keep hearing it throughout the clinic. Each time, it sounds like it's right next to me, but I'm in different parts of the clinic. And then I go back to the barracks, and I'm sitting there alone in the barracks. And it sounds like there's somebody talking out in the hallway. Now, these are very heavy doors. So if someone opened the door and shut it and went inside the room, you would hear it. But I hear someone talking in the hallway to a couple people, and I open the door, and I look down the hallway, and there's nobody. And I shut the door, and I wait a few minutes, and I hear someone talking, and I open the door, and there's nothing. Nothing out there. And I asked a couple people, and I've had people tell me that they've been bruised in their sleep from being grabbed. I've heard people say that they were in the clinic and they've heard doorknobs jiggling while they were there by themselves. People have heard voices in the clinic that they thought was me on duty downstairs talking to somebody, and they come down and there's nobody there but me and them. But they very distinctly heard people having a conversation. So I don't know what's going on here at this base, but I believe that there are a few haunted spots at this base, and I don't know what happened at my grandma's house, but something definitely had control of my body that wasn't me. Thanks for taking the time, and if I hear this message on future podcasts, I would appreciate hearing what you think.
So what do you think of the idea of having something take over control of your body at your grandma's house?
Well, I don't really like the idea of that happening.
At your grandma's house or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay.
It's just not a good thing.
Okay.
At your grandma's house, it'd be really weird. I don't know. I've had dreams before where I felt like, you know, there's something attacking me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had the feeling of something taking over my body.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a really strange, even if it's a dream, those dreams can be so different. Like the type of dream he's talking about isn't just like a regular dream where weird mm-hmm. shit happens. It's like really intense. I would guess rather terrifying.
Yeah.
Experience, but that would be really strange to like not have control of your body. It's like something else does. That would be weird. And like, I don't think I'd be able to sleep well for weeks after that because I'd be afraid it'd happen again.
Yeah.
I guess,
you know, somewhat comparable to the situations when people are in sleep paralysis and it's like, you have no control. Maybe it's not necessarily moving you, but you're also not moving. But I would think it'd be even,
it's like you're frozen.
It'd be even scarier if you are in a situation where it feels like it is moving you. but you're not the one doing, you know, the moving.
Like, that's new. I have never really thought of that experience before, and I don't want that to ever happen to me, because I would not like that.
I think it's a comforting thought as you're going to bed, you know?
Oh, yeah. Just like, this idea. Is this the night that something's going to take over my body? Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
There is an antidote, though. There's a huge antidote for this. I don't know if you're aware of it, but if you ever do feel something like that taking over your body, you have to ask it to release you, release me.
And I asked Wilson Phillips to ask them.
That's done simply by turning
Wilson
on.
Wilson Phillips could ask them for me.
That's all you gotta
to
do.
Release me.
You turn on some Wilson Phillips and you ask the spirit to release you. And the power of Wilson Phillips harmonies will release you. Look at those, like, spirits go away. Oh, the demons
the
are running.
Would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Listen to that.
Wouldn't it be great
those
to like...
The harmonies are so tight.
Oh my God. Here's a great idea. We should have like a tent revival, and we'll pretend we're preachers, and we'll hire Wilson Phillips, and they'll just be singing Release Me in the background over and over as we exorcise demons out of people. Wouldn't that be great? Who's up next? Come here. Come to the stage. Okay. Hands in the air.
Really? Did you really just think of that?
Oh my God!
You're going to take you on the road with a tent revival.
Spirit's gone. Da-da-da. Where's the steaks? We got some of those at Petco earlier. Bring the steaks out. Yes, that little garden snake there. Yeah. Ooh.
Because tent revivals should be making.
Listen to the Wilson Phillips, everybody. Oh, Carney singing. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. China, yes. Release me. Here you go. Wilson Phillips will be performing at our revival ceremonies in tents in farm fields throughout the Midwest this summer.
Anyone who is currently experiencing that, yeah, and we don't have the revival tent thing going on,
hey,
maybe you just loop that song.
Well, I think if you have it going on right now,
just... all night, air night.
Because the revivals are starting midsummer, we do have to tell you to simply, you know, hold on. And eventually, when we have the revivals and Wilson Phillips is there, trust me, it will go away. With our garden snakes and the harmonies of Wilson Phillips, you'll be good. I know this pain. We do. We do. And you might be possessed. Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? Well, clearly Satan is...
Walk in possessed, walk out free from demons.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well,
like our slogan.
Like demons, yes. But don't use a Ouija board when you're opening your heart and your mind, though. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Wilson Phillips, welcome to the revival. Here we go. Yep. Power of Christ compels you. There'll be pea soup flying all around that tent at this moment because everybody's just going to be like exercising the shit out of them. And it'll look really freaky and scary. But at the very end, when the camera pans up from showing everybody in pain, there's hold on for one more day. Wilson Phillips still singing and just carrying on as if nothing happened.
We have some planning to do. We can't forget to bring the pea soup. That will be a very good prop.
It will be. It's really, it's going to sell it. You need the pea soup. Otherwise, you're going to be like, eh. Get those big industrial ones so you can get it at Sam's.
I tell you, every time I see pea soup, I think of Linda Blair because she came to the radio station one time and that's what she was signing was cans of pea soup.
Are you serious?
Just serious. Whoever was on there at that time was having her sign cans of pea soup. Oh. Yeah, and why didn't I get one? I was there. She was like my size. She's tiny little. I mean, like I'm only 5'2".
Yeah,
but she was just a tiny little thing.
Harper got a Linda Blair exorcist doll for Christmas.
What?
Like an action figure that is the in the state of like her being possessed.
Is it a new thing, or was that around like way back when the movie came out?
It's like,
Did you find it on eBay?
No, if you go to like the back of like Target in the electronics area, they have all these like themed figures of like movies. Like I have a Chevy Chase one I bought too, where he's Christmas Vacation, but there was also the Exorcist one. And it was actually the first Christmas present I bought for Harper this year. I saw it in like November. I'm like, oh,
God, I just found it online.
Yeah.
I'm checking it out. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hiding it around
She's
the house
super
now.
Creepy. So yeah. Instead of Elf on a shelf, it's Linda Blair on it. Well, it's Reagan on a shelf.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Blair on a bench.
And it's signed Sweet Dreams, Linda Blair.
Yeah, it's creepy. But we've been kind of putting it in different, different bouquets and stuff around the house. There's Linda Blair just poking up behind the daisies. So.
Oh, that's a creepy ass doll. I would not want that one in my house.
Happy holidays. And the thing is, here's the funny part. On the day after Christmas, Harper was going around, I can't find my Exorcist doll. So she was almost kind of wondering, did it move on its own? So
I honestly, after looking at this creepy ass doll, I would not want it in my house.
No, but you know, when we were wondering for a little bit, we're like, where's the doll?
There's one that's a Toonie Terrors one. It's a smaller one. Mm-hmm. Then there's the one that's bigger. That's like pretty pricey.
We were walking around and we were like, oh my God, I think the doll may have moved. So you know what we did? I know. Turn on Wilson Phillips. And saged the house listening
please
to Wilson.
Please just bring the doll back.
And suddenly it just fell from the ceiling.
Please, Wilson Phillips.
There it was. It was like, all right, Wilson Phillips exercised our house. So it was a Merry Christmas.
It's a creepy looking doll.
It is.
You can have it at your house. I don't want it at my house.
It's great. I love it. All right. That's going to wrap. There's another creepy thing in my house. In my garage right now, I have this old baby carriage from like 1900. I have it out at Halloween, but I haven't put it anywhere else yet. So it just kind of sits in there and it's really kind of creepy.
Yeah. And that's one that I told you I wouldn't put anywhere near my house. And you said you were going to put it in your building.
I was.
Some building.
Now it sits in the garage. We put a Ouija board on top of it and we play. And it's
and
like,
you put Linda Blair in there.
And Linda Blair.
Little Reagan to bed at night in her covers that will levitate over her.
And worst of all, every time we're doing it, we're cranking up the Wilson Phillips. That's just
it all cool.
Exactly. That's what we got going on here. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you guys like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We greatly appreciate that. Get access to all the extras. All of it's commercial free. Thank you in advance for that. patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.